here's a story from The World.
What can be done to make higher education more inclusive? The U.S. is grappling with that question. Some colleges are scrapping standardized tests, which critics say favor families with money. In France, President Emmanuel Macron is taking things a step further. He's ordered the definitive closure of one of the country's most elite schools. But as Rebecca Rossman reports from Paris, the real measure of change will lie in whatever replaces this French institution.
It's the alma mater of three of France's last four presidents, including Macron himself. L'École Nationale d'Administration, or LENA, is shutting its doors for good. It was founded by Charles de Gaulle at the end of World War II to train future generations of the country's top civil servants, or managers in the public sector.
Je pense que pour faire la réforme que j'évoquais, il faut supprimer, entre autres, LENA.
In order to make the reforms I want, Macron casually announced 2 years ago, we have to close LENA entirely. This was at the height of France's Yellow Vest protests. The movement attacked Macron as a president of the elite with an administration that was out of touch with the everyday needs of the country's working class. About 30% of Macron's cabinet are LENA alumni.
Pour bâtir quelque chose qui fonctionne mieux, tel que je l'ai dit, il faudra...
We need to abolish LENA and build something better, Macron said. Earlier this month, he made good on that promise. The school's 2021 cohort will be its last. Benoît Floch writes about education for the French newspaper Le Monde.
Au début, quand De Gaulle a créé l'école, il voulait vraiment que la haute fonction...
He says when De Gaulle opened LENA in 1945, his goal was to make senior civil service positions accessible so that anyone, regardless of their background, could have a shot at a top government post.
On est bien obligé de reconnaître que l'école, elle a échoué de ce point de vue-là.
On that level, he says LENA was a total failure. Even though admission is technically merit-based, less than 1% of the 2020 cohort came from a working-class background.
Elle reste malgré tout une école qui accueille...
Generally speaking, Floch says, it's a school of the bourgeoisie. Adeline Baldacchino was a part of the exception when she was admitted to LENA 14 years ago.
LENA was something very distant, very difficult to have access to.
The daughter of a bank teller and a homemaker. After college, she took the risk and applied anyway, per the advice of her teachers.
It was something very intriguing and at the same time something very attractive because in a sense it made you think that if you could go there, then you would have a very interesting job at a high level. And then maybe you could even change the world or at least France and how it works.
But she says once she got into the school, she was disappointed by the course material. Or lack thereof.
It's more like a place where you meet people, build your network, learn to know how the administration works. In intellectual terms, in terms of real training, in terms of content, it was not good, not at all.
In other words, it was 2 years of networking with top civil servants, mostly other LENA alumni coming from affluent, privileged backgrounds. Macron has promised that LENA's replacement, the Institute of Public Service, will be different, but the details are still unclear. To increase diversity at the new school, he set up a program called Talon, which will set aside a certain number of placements for students from underprivileged backgrounds. Jean-François Amadou teaches management at the Sorbonne.
Effectivement, c'est un changement peut-être plus important en définitive.
He says the Talon program is an important change, but wonders whether students that participate in it will be given the same opportunities when it comes to finding jobs after graduation. Others question more generally if the new school is just LENA by another name. But Macron deserves more credit, says Benoît Floch of Le Monde.
Quelques présidents de la République ont essayé de s'y attaquer et ils ont renoncé.
Other presidents have talked about closing LENA, but ultimately they gave up, he says. Macron followed through. That in itself should be seen as a sign of progress. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.